Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. God out of the equation. My brothers and sisters, it is clear that America is about to make a decision as to what direction this nation will go. And our prayers are that we as America make a godly choice for the future of this nation. Godly, not manly. And I want to go on record today by saying, watch any leader who do not have a relationship with God. Watch any leader who takes the word and he holds it in an unusual way or in an unusual direction. Watch any leader who prescribe to say he or she loved the Lord, but yet have no relationship with the Lord. My brothers and sisters, when we see the things that are occurring today, God is shaking a nation to its very core. But when we think about all of the things that are occurring, we know God is watching the nation. As we look to the future, we see so many things that are occurring. And I guarantee you, there are things in our life that could be better and will be better if we select the right godly leader. The Bible gives us a record. A record of the successes and the failures of nation, and how those nations who followed God's plan were blessed. But then there were other nations, when nation chooses to act independently of God's plan. And we see the many failures that have taken place as well. And so, the historical text in 1 Samuel, that 8th chapter, we see how the nation of Israel, God's chosen people, decided that they wanted a king. Up to this point in the history, the children of Israel, they had lived under what is called a theocracy. Theo meaning God, ocracy. We see a body, a governing body. And a theocracy is a God-centered leadership over the people. God-centered leadership over people, not man. Think back with me. In the book of Exodus, Moses brought the children of Israel out of slavery. And then through the wilderness and ultimately into the promised land, which was the land of Cana. It was God who led them with a cloud of his presence by day and a pillar of fire by night, Exodus 13:21. That cloud represented God, divine guidance, and God's divine protection. And throughout their journey, throughout the children of Israel's journey to the promised land, God was with them. Lo, I'm with you always. The children of Israel faced obstacles from the book of Joshua, Judges, and Ruth. But the children of Israel changed as a nation because they wanted to be like other nations. And now what we see in 1 Samuel, that 8th chapter, was a people who are now demanding a king to rule over them and lead them and fight for them. Watch out when you start asking for something that God didn't give you. Watch out when you start choosing something that God does not want you to have. We first hear of Samuel before his birth. For his mother's name was Hannah. It was Hannah who was barren who prayed in the temple and asked God for a son. You remember Hannah. And if God would grant her a son, that Hannah would return him back to the service of God all the days of his life. And it was this Samuel, who is now a prophet of God, who was what Israel was asking God for. My brothers and sisters, in itself, asking for a prophet or even a king was not necessarily a bad thing. In fact, a provision had already been made within the Mosaic law or the Ten Commandments for the guidelines of appointing a king, Deuteronomy 17 and 15. It was already there. States, you shall surely set a king over you whom the Lord, your God, chooses. One from among your brethren, you shall set as king over you, and you may not set a foreigner over you who is not your brother. God is saying here, I will choose one who will be your king. The people had an ulterior motive concerning their heart, and it was a heart problem. Their heart was designed to exclude God out of the process. And God had said earlier to them, thou shalt have no other gods before me. So the prophet Samuel saw in this demand that the people's thoughts were evil, and it displeased Samuel. And God saw this demand as a rejection of him. My brothers and sisters, it was not the desire for Israel to have a king that was the problem, but it was the rejection of God and the desire to be like all other nations which was the problem. The phrase, like all the nations, is very significant, and I think it gives us some insights into the inner motivation of the people. The people wanted to move from a theocracy, and that is a God-centered leadership, to a monocracy, a man-centered leadership. I want you to catch this. A nation that is embracing in God we trust, a God-centered theocracy. We will worship and praise the Lord God Almighty because we were founded upon a nation, one nation under God. And now maybe we're saying, give us a king. Watch it. Because when we ask for a king, we may not want what the king is about to do. You are missing the whole point in some aspect. Because God says, I want my nation, I want my people to be a beacon of light. But if you take a king who walks in a way that is contrary to me, you better be prepared for what is about to take place under his monocracy. For America has been birthing year after year. People have decided to stray away from God's holy word. And the farther we go away from God's word, the farther we get away from God. America is at a crossroad because America is shaking at its very core because we have lost our way concerning God's divine word. We have lowered his standards. Every law that he has given us, 613 laws have been destroyed and lowered because we want to feel the way we want to feel and act the way we want to act and do what we want to do. And God's house is no longer his house. He told Peter, upon this rock, I'll build my church. And we have destroyed everything that the Lord has given us. So America is at a crossroad. America is turning its back, and the question is being asked, what direction will America take? Samuel said to the people, if you choose a king, America, if you choose a king, if you choose a king, your children will run before him as servants. Your sons before his chariots. Your daughters cook his food and bake them. He will take a tenth of your grain, a tenth of your sheep. And hearing all of this, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, knowing that all of the stuff that was about to take place, because the people selected it and said, we will obey. If we choose a monarch, then we better be prepared to accept what he wants. America was never designed to have kings. But what we are seeing today, even in the legislative barrier, is a movement to try to select a king. If the truth be known, it needs to be preached from the pulpit. I know there is separation of church and state, but somebody has to be a beacon of light to share where a nation is headed. And I'm glad it's going out over the air, because America is at a crossroad. 8 years ago, I preached the message similar to this about the crossroad that America would experience, and we are seeing it this very day. The people selected a man called Saul. So in chapter 13 through chapter 15, we see King Saul reign and how a couple of events that brought about God's rejection of the king. Both of these events had to do with Saul disobedient to the direct command of God. My brothers and sisters, when God issues a command, it will not change. For God's word will not fail. And the reason for that is that he speaks reality. Saul was a warrior king. And God requires that Saul would deliver his people from the oppression of the Philistine. And in that 13th chapter, we see what happened. Saul is ready to wage war with the Philistine army. But he had been told to wait 7 days until the prophet Samuel would come and offer a sacrifice, pronouncing the blessings of God over the warriors of Israel. And Saul did wait, but he did not wait long enough. The men of Israel grew fearful, and many began to flee. And they feared, although Saul waited that 7 day until the time, he didn't wait for Samuel's arrival.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Please believe that.
Blessed and highly flavored.
Can you repeat that?
We got the flavor for Wade Hampton.
I'll give you peace when the storm